Hi, Heroes for Haven. Hi, BP, Senor Tintuga. Yes, how are you guys? Hope you all are doing well this morning. We have a great interview coming up. Oh, good. You're up here. All right. I'm going to put you on mute right now. I got you up here. Awesome. Yes. If you guys could share the show, I would greatly appreciate it. Hello. Welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I am DJ Dina Jo, your friend, coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you guys so much for coming in today and joining us. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you. And hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I have the best people in the chat. Thank you for your continued love, support, likes, shares, and downloads. Hey, Fox, good to see you. Today is Friday, March 24th. Today in Denver, it is currently 23 degrees, and we will get to a high of 47. So they're saying, I don't know, we woke up here with snow on the ground again. Not much, but just a little bit. Do you think it's spring? It's spring here in Colorado and Canada. For my friends in Canada that are in here today, and while in Ontario, it is currently zero. You'll get to a high of 5. I'm starting out cloudy, but you're going to be sunny. Hopefully, it doesn't look like rain today, so maybe you'll get out and be able to do that trike thing again. For my friend BP and all the yummy places he visits out there in Elwood City, Pennsylvania, you're kind of warming up. It's 1 degrees. You'll get to a high of 10. You're going to be starting out overcast, but then you'll be turning sunny, so that's good for you. And then for my friend Adi, I know she's listening, and the other people in Arizona, 53 degrees, going to be 60. With sunny skies. So like I said, yeah, I'm so excited to have a Haven for Heroes here today. I wanted to play this song because it goes with the word of the day and the quote of the day. So here, listen to this song. Watch the chat. I have people coming in on the website that are trying to cause problems.
Is the loving really on so I can ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on, I don't know. What's the truth, y'all? Come on, I don't know. What's the love, y'all?
People kill and people die. Children hurt, maybe they'll cry. People practice what you preach. Can't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. People tell me, got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
That is the Black Eyed Peas with Where is the Love? And the word of the day is love. And it's an intense feeling of deep affection. Their love for their country or an interest or a pleasure or something. The quote of the day, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And that's by Dr. Martin Luther King. And I know you guys have all heard this usually at a wedding, but love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-serving. It's not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. It love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. And it always hopes. And it always perseveres. And with that being said, hi, Annie J. Welcome. I, you know, what they were saying, one world, we need to do better. And my guest today do better. They're here and they, I was able to go out and meet these lovely animals, and I wanted to share this organization with others and have them be able to come on and share a little bit about their purpose at A Haven for Heroes. So I'm so excited, and I wanted to give you guys all give a warm welcome to Natalie B, the executive director, and I believe her husband is here.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you perfectly. Hi, Audie. Perfect.
We are having a great morning and happy to be doing this.
Oh, awesome. Could you please take us to the moment when you guys decided to start A Haven for Heroes and tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I have a pretty lengthy healthcare history. My husband has a lengthy firefighter history. And we have both experienced quite a bit of things that you really shouldn't see in life, meaning a lot of death. And for me, working in a hospital, I dealt with a lot of COVID-type death. My husband, and he'll speak, mm-hmm. has had to see a lot of horrific things that you would not ever want to see in your lifetime. And he, when we first met, it's been almost 3 years ago, said that he really had been impacted by having animals in his life via alpacas and llamas. And so we've taken a path to use llamas and alpacas to help people who are struggling with PTSD from seeing these events really have a start to their healing. Anybody that's been around animals, I don't know how many have been around llamas and alpacas. They're a little bit different in an amazing way. Really, they make you forget kind of the bad in the world or just help lessen your anxiety. I can go any day, and if I've had any type of anxiety, by the time I leave these animals, my heart's been petted and you pretty much forget everything except for love and joy in the world. You know, It's fantastic, and it really warms your heart to be around these animals. We really, really want to make a difference, knowing that so many people struggle with what they have seen. And even if we could just help one or two people, you know, hopefully a lot more than that, just be able to have peace of mind and to be able to progress through life, not having such a heavy weight on their shoulders, and be able to get their mind healed.
Yes. And for those that don't know what PTSD is, post-traumatic stress disorder, is that's correct?
That is,
I hope. It develops in a person who, like Natalie was saying, has, in her career, has seen things that a lot of us, you know, it's so hard to deal with shocking and traumatic events. So that's what PTSD is. And when she's saying that these llamas and alpacas, when I drove up and they were off to, you know, they're not really close when you drive up and you go to see them and you walk up to the barn where they're at, and they just come to you. Like, it was just in your videos, you see them like they know you and they run to you. And it's just, oh my gosh. And your heart, like you said, everything, all the problems that I was going through, everything that was bothering me that day was just completely just gone. Wow. Just released. It was just gone. And I've had a smile on my face ever since. And I couldn't stop taking pictures because the memories just, again, put a smile on my face. So I can see how these animals are able to help people.
Yeah, it's really amazing to see people interact, whether it's just, you know, being next to the animal, or we call it a serenity walk, where people actually walk an alpaca or a llama, and it could be through the forest, it could be around the farm, but just the presence of being around these calming animals, whatever form that looks like, really seems to be extremely impactful. George might want to pipe in here too.
Yes, please. Yeah, please do.
Yeah, to kind of tie it into part of the mission statement at all is to assist with first responders and frontline workers. That's your fire, your police, your military, and even your hospital care workers, doctors, nurses, technicians, technologists, whatnot. The whole idea is with 30 plus years in fire, and even did a tour in the Navy, my analogy is the bucket analogy. First couple of times, you know, in some of these professions, you sign in, and it even says in the little brochure that you're probably going to see some horrific things. They just don't tell you how to deal with it. They don't tell you how to cope with it. They want you to, in the old days, it was man up and take it, because in 30 seconds, you're going to have another call. And there's a lot of things that happens, you know, from car accidents to fires to traumatic deaths to just some pretty, you see humanity at the worst. Anyway, the bucket theory is one or two experiences, you can put it in your bucket and deal with it and go on and do that next call. But pretty soon after a while, and that could be days, that could be years, it could be decades, that bucket fills up. And if you don't empty that bucket, the experiences and the emotions have nowhere to go, and it spills out. It spills out to your family. It spills out to your kids, your partners, your pets at home, and all these things. All of a sudden, you're coming home and you're yelling and screaming at everybody. And 30 seconds later, you have no idea what you were even talking about, and you're wondering why everybody's crying. You just got a 24-hour shift, and everybody's crying, and you have no idea. It's because your emotions have no place to go. You don't have time to deal with it, to process it, or anything. Now, fire departments and emergency service areas, they're getting a little bit better, and they're bringing the ability to have peer support teams and actually letting people talk about it. But for decades, for years, for almost centuries with fire departments, you never had a place to go. So it builds up, it builds up, it builds up. Our idea and our program is designed as a first step program, or even a step zero. People come and they have the ability in a stress-free area and place that they can just kind of go, you know what? I am like this. I do get mad quickly. I am mad at, you know, at home because the dishwasher's loaded incorrectly or one of the kids left their shoes out. And I don't know why this is a big deal. but it becomes a big deal and it's very scary. Yeah. So we want to be able to promote mental health. We want to be able to have these employees go to their EAP, their employee assistance program, and say, you know what, doc, I need to talk to somebody. And getting past that first hurdle of, I'm the healer, I'm the one, I'm the rescue person, I can't be broken. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who's going to lead the charge. We need to step back, see what's really happening, and ask for help, and not be afraid to ask for help. It's breaking the stigma that these alpha personalities, male and female, mm-hmm. need to just step back, realize they're broken, get the help. It's going to give you longevity in your career, longevity in your relationships, longevity with your children and your spouses.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. They're only human. And I know, because I've been a person, and I love your analogy with the bucket. I had gone to counseling before, and they had told me, yeah, you're a tea kettle. You put everything in, and then you just all of a sudden, like a tea kettle, pew, and then you'll explode, and you have to learn to deal with that. And I know here in Denver, especially for mental health, they've cut out a lot of resources for people. And it's so sad. And your place, like you said, for it being a first stop, having it be there, having people know that it's there, and you can go there and release and let all that go so that it doesn't affect your house. It doesn't affect the people around you.
Right, right. And you've experienced it firsthand, so you can really speak to the therapeutic effects of what this atmosphere, be it the farm, the serenity of,
yeah.
of the wild, the hills, the mountains, mm-hmm. you know, the trees, the wind blowing, and the smell, the pine, all of that stuff that we can appreciate here in Colorado. It's a therapeutic effect that really kind of brings the walls down. It breaks the barriers and allows you to just kind of go, you know, like Natalie was saying, all of a sudden you're like, life is a little better right now. Life is good. And we want to remind people that, because there are so many other avenues that our military, our fire, our police, our doctors take that are not healthy. We want to encourage the healthy steps. And again, it goes back to that step zero where they're like, you know what? Maybe I need to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right, because it was, it always has been the stigma. You look at police officers and firefighters and doctors and people that work in the ERs, they're so much stronger than all of us. Look at, they must have this ability to see all these things and do all these things and still be able to live. And they don't, they're humans just like us. And they need to be able to release that. I know that I couldn't do that job. I love being able to help people in other ways, but I know that I could not do that. So thank you both for what you do out there to help other people. And especially this program, like you said, I have been able to be there firsthand. So I can say, yeah, it is a great, great, it's a great place. And if you guys can share, hi Caps, if you guys could please share, and I have their website too, that you guys can donate, because we want to flood their website with donations. They have, we'll get into that, but I want to talk, if you guys can tell us about the animals that you have. Do you have six or eight?
Sure. So we have four alpacas and four llamas. Back in August, we were lucky to have a little baby llama born, little Luna Star. So darn cute. I can barely stand it.
I know.
She is 6 months old now and following around her mother, Mishka, who we call Muffins. We also have Elsa, who's got this bright, beautiful personality. She is 4 years old, so sweet. She'll come up anytime you're there and just give you little nose kisses. I don't know if anybody's ever had a llama or alpaca kiss, but it's unforgettable. It's the best kiss you'll ever have in your life. and then we have Midnight Star, who we got last year. He's a boy. He is into his teenage years and the cutest as well. They all have their, you know, just like any animal human, have their own unique personalities. He likes to be in everybody's business. There's a little cat, Tippy, that walks around the farm, and he is so intrigued, the little cat. And then we have Percy. I call him Percy Pickles. He's a white alpaca, and he's what's called a Siri animal alpaca. They have locks instead of like fluffy cotton. They're more like, it's almost like having a perm, I guess. like little dreadlocks. They're super cute. Then we have Destiny. She's our, what we call our matriarch. She is 23 years old. And you'd never know it. She's taken a real liking to George. She just thinks he is the man.
Aww.
She like struts her stuff around him. did I get everybody? Was that
everybody? Wait, there's wait a minute, where's the one? Malaya?
Malayla. I'm sorry. So yes, Malayla, thank you. We hate to leave out Malayla. So Malayla, we actually got at the beginning of the summer, her owners were going to, this sounds so terrible, they were going to send her off to be processed.
Oh, no.
And so if we hadn't rescued her, that's where she would have ended her life. And we could not have that.
We're no.
in helping and saving and, you know, it's...
She is the one, I have to tell you. I have pictures of her and my friend who's in the chat. He goes, Bam Bam. And he, there is a WWE wrestler that looks, she, I mean, you could have a picture of them next to each other. It's really funny. So she's cute.
The funny thing about Malayla is she was born with an extra set of teeth. And so... She has a, I guess, a little bit more of a unique smile, per se. But, yeah, she's pretty cute. She's attached to who I didn't mention also is La Perla. La Perla has been on the farm for a while and has helped one of the owners of the farm with his program with children, kids that have different
disabilities.
Yeah, special needs.
Yeah, and most of some of the people in the chat know Peter. He's come up before and talked a little bit about his disability and about the farm. So that's who we're talking about, that farm with Peter. Hi, Lilina. So yeah, that's awesome. They're so cute.
La Perla is like pretty awesome because there's a difference between llamas and alpacas.
Oh, that was going to be one of my questions. So yeah, good.
Llamas, we equate to being more like a dog. And alpacas, we equate more to being like a cat. Okay. Just the different personalities. Llamas will stand there and let you love on them and, you know, hug and kiss them. And alpacas do the same, but they're a little bit more skittish.
Okay.
But La Perla in specifically is really more like a llama, actually. She will let you hug her. It's called cushing. She will lay next to you, sit next to you, let you lean on her, which is a little bit more unusual for an alpaca. And she just will pet your heart. And we really plan on using her in all different ways, but she is one that if somebody can't go on a serenity walk for whatever reason and just wants to hang or sit, put a chair next to in the ring, she would be the one that would just hang out and love on you.
Aw. And you guys can see all of these beautiful animals. Well, you saw the pictures that I posted, but you can also see them on their website. And I've been posting that in the chat for y'all to please share that. And let's get the donations in there to them. Now, I have to say, the only thing that I ever knew about llamas, not really a whole lot about alpacas, but the only thing that I knew about llamas was that Sherpas used them when they would go up into the mountains to carry things. And I thought it was pretty interesting. I saw some myths and facts, and I don't know which ones are true or not, so maybe you guys can help, that llamas actually, they do carry things, but if they're over, if you put too much on them, that they will just sit down and not move.
That's actually, sure, they're part of the camelid family, which obviously is going to include your camels, which are, you know, the caravan animals that run through the Middle East and whatnot, and they're massive animals. So as we go down that chain with the same origin, the llamas, alpacas, these animals, yes, can be pack animals. One neat thing about llamas is that if you separate your weight each side, about 40 pounds or so each side, they'll go for days. They're actually becoming a little more well known for hunting, because you can pack that animal in deep into the forest, or to, you know, if you're going hunting, a lot further than a horse can go, because you don't need to carry food or water like you do for a horse. You're going to be able to go farther than you can a side-by-side or an ATV or even your old pickup truck. These animals go forever without having to have water, and they're pretty self-sufficient, very, very hardy animals, very calm, and just an amazing animal. Goats you can pack, you know, horses obviously you can pack, but man, you get those llamas out there, and it's a whole different story. So it's becoming more and more popular. There's a handful of outfits here in Colorado that do that. They go ahead and schedule those excursions, packing the llamas.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a neat thing, and it's coming up. Everything that is situ form, their packs, their the panniers, the bags that go on the sides, all that stuff is specifically made for these animals. So it's getting to be a pretty big thing.
Now, alpacas, you don't really do that with.
No, they're not going to have, kind of like Natalie was saying, the cat mentality. Go ahead and try and put a collar and a leash around a cat. You're going to end up with scratches all up and down your arm. Dogs, they will pack their own food in, stuff like that. But yeah, the alpacas they're strictly bred for their fiber, which is their coat, used for all sorts of stuff in the textiles, for hats, for jackets, for clothes, for rugs, things like that. So that's pretty much the reason that people use alpacas. Llamas are going to be used as guardian animals, and they can also use their fiber. Now, when I say guardian animal, you might think of, oh, I've got this big German shepherd protecting my property. You put a llama out there with all sorts of livestock, these guys are amazing. That's a whole different story.
Yeah, that was one of my questions, because I heard that, and I didn't know, and I was reading, and they let off like a weird sound.
Yeah, they're so cute. It's almost like a cluck.
Okay.
So it was pretty funny last summer. The field behind the farm, they brought in 3 truckloads of goats to help clear out, like litigate the weeds and stuff.
Yeah.
And Elsa was on high alert, and she was letting all the other animals know that there was something unusual or suspicious nearby. And she did not leave that position until really the goats left. It's very interesting to experience that.
So that is true. Then they are good guardian with the animals that they're around. They do protect them. That's awesome. But I heard, so another one that I heard, and most people too, that they spit. I heard that they don't bite, and they only spit when they're agitated, but mostly at each other.
That is absolutely correct. It is one of the first things that people will ask me, actually, is, will I get spit on?
Yeah.
So they don't just come up to you and spit on you, right? It really is that you're in the crossfire, typically because maybe, for example, you're giving one of them some grain, a grain treat, and the other one's like, well, what about me? Like, I want a treat, so patooey on you, you know?
Yeah.
So unless you're in the middle, really, they will never come up and just spit on you.
I did not get spit on, you guys. Yeah. I did not get spit on.
You know, it's not like regular spit either. It's almost like air. Air with a little bit of hay in it. So it's regular spit.
Now, I hear that the llamas, they neck wrestle when they get agitated with each other too sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. If you've ever seen giraffes neck wrestle, it's an amazing thing to watch on the natural and history channels and stuff like that. These are 400 pound animals, the llamas. And they'll jump and they'll rear up kind of like horses, but yes, they'll take their long necks and they will neck wrestle each other to kind of show dominance, who's going to be the alpha. Most of the stuff they do is not intended to hurt each other, just to kind of dominate more than anything else.
Okay. Who's the pack leader?
Right. Who's going to be the pack leader? And a lot of times you see the females
they sometimes will wrestle just as much or more than the males. And it's really interesting. You watch them chase and they bite each other's tails and ears and stuff like that. That, again, with 400 pound animals, you don't want to be in the middle of that.
Yeah, that was
do their thing, and then you're going to love them.
Yeah, and that was, you know, I didn't know going up, you know, and there's a fence between you when I went up. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know what was going to happen. Am I going to get spit on? I know I'm not going to get kicked because I'm not close enough, but it all went away. And I wasn't aware until I started kind of looking up stuff for the interview, what they are, but they're so peaceful. They seem so peaceful and loving.
They really are.
Yes.
They are unique animals, which is what makes us a little bit different than people that have used horse therapy. It's just a different type of animal, different type of therapy, really. But all in the end is for the greater good of helping people that are having mental anxiety.
Right. Now, you were talking about, which one was it? The one that looks Malaya, her teeth. Do they only have bottom teeth?
Yes. So they've got a hard palate on the top where your top row of teeth would be. And then a couple front teeth. If you look at them closely, they'll look like they're kind of buck tooth with the bottom teeth. And then they've got some grinder molar teeth in the back to kind of help grind up the food and whatnot. What's really cool about these animals is that they have almost a zero impact on the land. They're towed animals. They don't have hoofs like donkeys or horses or even cattle. So the toes really kind of, it's a zero impact on the land. So they're not going to beat the land up as much. And then when they eat, they're not tearing the grass out of the ground. They're just kind of like shearing the top of it. So yeah, their teeth are pretty unique. You can put your hands down there and they'll eat right out of your hand. And they're actually aware enough that if a finger or something gets close, they don't try to bite it off.
It's
amazing how aware these animals are.
Yeah. That's amazing. Because it did say that they're very smart and they're trainable.
Oh, yes.
And when you were talking, I also read, tell me if this is true or not, that their poop doesn't smell.
Okay. So we call it their beans is what it's kind of affectionately known as beans.
Okay.
There's so many unique features about these beans. One, they go to the bathroom in a pile. So it's a community group. So you don't have piles of beans all over the place. You've got a central community place that they go to the bathroom.
Wow, that makes it easy.
You got to clean the barn up. It makes it really easy. The other thing about it, it doesn't smell like manure, like cow manure, horse manure, pig or donkey, anything like that. It's got a unique kind of consistency to it. Probably the most fascinating thing about it, it is probably by far the best fertilizer for gardens, for new grass, any of that stuff. It is just an amazing, it has so many nutrients in it, and the pH levels and all that stuff is just perfect for growing stuff in your gardens. We used it last year in one of our gardens and it was overflowing.
It's like Miracle-Grow on steroids.
Wow.
It's amazing. And it actually can be sold.
I was going to ask, why don't they sell that?
They do.
It's not widely known yet.
Okay. Now it will be.
Yeah, we can do a couple of farms, ranches. They've got like a pile that's probably 10 feet high and people come and get it by the truckload.
Wow. That's amazing.
Amazing stuff.
Wow, that's cool. You guys look for llama poop.
I know. Whoever would have thought that was gold, right?
Yeah, no kidding. I had no idea. And I also read that there's not a whole lot of llamas out in the wild anymore. They're mostly domesticated.
Right. So alpacas have been domesticated in Central and South America. I think I've read it as far back as almost 5,000 years. So they're basically domesticated. They use it for their meat and they'll use it for their fiber to make their clothes. So an animal that will sustain, that'll be able to live in the high altitudes of the Andes and then various places throughout Central and South America. So they've got an amazing amount of sustainability for the folks. There are no wild alpacas, if you will. Mm-hmm. Llamas, on the other hand, there will be small groups of those guys that are out there floating around, but because they're herd and pack animals, they like to be in these big packs. But people in the States, they had to be imported from Central and South America into continental US because they're just not indigenous here. So everything that you see here in the States has been brought in from outside the country.
Okay.
Again, alpacas are going to be domesticated. Llamas, they're kind of on that verge. They're getting more and more popular as we go.
Okay. Yeah. And I could see why. I mean, it could be help you in so many ways. Now, do you guys, have you guys ever gone into the process of, is it shaving them? Which I can't remember. I'm sorry. It's the alpacas that you use that you would, is it shaving or what would you call it?
Yeah, it's called shearing, and that happens just once a year, typically around May, June-ish.
Okay.
And that's a lot because it's very heavy. It's like wool, but not scratchy. It's very thick. So without doing that, they would get extremely overheated. But the people, which is a big majority, unlike us, you know, they use that fiber as their business. It's their well-being. We don't do that, but that's their product for the year.
Gotcha.
And so they will all get shaved. They look really pretty silly, but.
Is that when the alpacas look like they have like a little afro? It's all.
Exactly.
Okay.
Camp haircut that's gone bad, basically.
Yeah. And if you could see in the chat there, there's like a little chat and it says Llama Logan Paul. That's my friend. And that's the little picture of your, one of the llamas. It's so cute.
So cute.
I love it. So I also read that the Andes people consider llamas sacred and they call them their silent brothers.
I don't know 100% about that, but it would not surprise me at all. There is a, which is why, again, why we use them. There's kind of a spirituality about these animals because of their calmness, because of their intuitiveness. You go there and they can sense that you're in a bad mood, had a bad day, whatever it is. Oh my gosh, they're going to be resting their head on your shoulder. They're going to come up and take that big, huge body of theirs and just lean into you like, hey, dude, it's okay. Things are cool today. So it wouldn't surprise me at all. We obviously haven't been down to the South America farms and seen a lot of that stuff. But what you see here in the States, as these animals move from the wool and fiber industry into the pet kind of side of things, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, these guys are pretty stinking amazing.
They really, it is. It's an experience that you will never forget. And I can see how it can help. It helped me. I can see how that they're there for a reason. You know what I mean? And they know it too. Like you said, they come walking to you and they can sense it. And then everything is just melts away. It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's so much different than a dog or a cat. It's just amazing. Now with the different, you have different really cute spotter levels for people to help out. Would you guys like to go over those? The names are cute.
Oh yeah. The spit happens and the poo pile and all sorts of that. It's really kind of fun because those are kind of terms that the alpaca and llama world know a lot. The
spit, yes.
They're popular bumper stickers. You know, the poo piles like we were talking about with the beans, all very common stuff.
We no really, drama llama.
Yeah, we really just kind of want to create an excitement about getting involved with these animals. Donations and things like that would go to helping us with the grain that Natalie was talking about, the hay. Now, they don't eat a whole bunch, but they do eat. They're grazing animals, so they're constantly doing that. So upkeep and things like that is where a lot of that donation stuff goes to. And it is so fun when that money comes in because it's like, oh my gosh, you know, here, this is what that's going for specifically for that animal that you might have picked.
Yeah.
So we have a sponsor, a program, a sponsor, alpaca or llama. So I know that Mishka / Muffin, you really love.
And I
so
love her.
People can, you know, pick their, whoever, it could be all of them, but I know that you have a heart for little Mishka there.
Yeah.
So people can actually watch, you know, Mishka's, you know, routine or see how she's progressing or helping a veteran or a frontline worker. But yeah, you know, the donations that we get really are very much utilized in our program, trying to get as many people out that maybe can't afford to drive out or fly out or what have you, to be able to spend time with these animals. You know, it's just really important work. So whether it's helping somebody get there, or help with our boarding and feeding the animals, it's all very, very, we're grateful for, and it's needed.
Yes. So you guys, I keep putting the website in the chat. If you guys could donate, I know that they would greatly appreciate it. If you can't, please just continue to share their website and let people know about it, because somebody will be able to help. It's every little bit counts, right? Is there anything that I might have not brought up that you guys want to make sure that everybody knows about?
Just a little bit of a side note. We are on, as you know, TikTok under Llama Kisses, and I can post that.
Oh, yes.
You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook. But the TikToks are pretty fun. We get a lot of nice feedback from that. It allows people to be able to see the animals and their personalities. But yeah, if anybody can check that out, or
like, yeah, please. I didn't know you had that. So if we could put that somewhere, we can get that out to everybody too, so they can start following. That would be great.
Yeah. I think, you know, kind of in wrapping things up here, the bottom line is both of us have spent, you know, decades in the frontline worker field, you know, in the hospitals and on the streets and in the military. We've spent time there. And we've had some great experiences, some amazing, memorable things, but there's also been a lot of very traumatic stuff that's been hard to deal with.
Right.
What we really want to do is pay it forward and make sure that people know there's a place to go. There's somebody to talk to. You can let your machismo down a little bit and realize that, like you were saying, you're human. And if you just talk to somebody, we can prolong and extend those careers and those relationships with your families. And it's just a matter of just kind of, you know, I need to talk to somebody. Well, here is a place to go. There are
thousands
of places to go. There are, you know, there's all sorts of websites, there's phone numbers, there's outreach areas. And the US is really doing an excellent job of bringing mental health to the forefront. We hear about it all the time. This is one of those things that you can do specifically targeting first responders, frontline workers. And if you're local and you live in the Colorado area, come see us. Come see the animals. Let the animals basically do the talking for you.
Yeah, and you guys have some events coming up too.
Yeah, we would love if anybody that's near Colorado or wants to come out. Trader Joe's has invited us. Their mascot is an alpaca. So they invited us April 29th and 30th here in Parker, Colorado. To bring our animals and share them for their 1 year opening celebration.
That's going to be so awesome.
Yeah. So we're pretty excited. It's our first real big event. Expected 5,000 people to come through, but we're hoping that we'll get our name out, our word out. And we're pretty darn excited. We also have opportunities for people to come for pictures with the animals.
Yes. Is that tomorrow? Do you have something coming on tomorrow?
Yeah, we keep bouncing around a little bit depending on
the weather.
How many people can come. But really, anybody can come. It just need to schedule an appointment or just give me a call, or and we'll get you out to the farm pretty much anytime you can. But pictures with those animals are pretty amazing.
It, just the experience alone and being in that environment and the peace that you receive when you're there. It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I have some llama jokes for you guys.
Oh, I love it.
All right. You guys probably know these, but maybe in the chat. We'll see. All right. What happened when the llama looked in the mirror?
What?
It saw a spitting image.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right.
I'll have to use that one.
Yes. Well, you guys will have to lose these.
Website if you're not careful.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Here's some more. How do other animals ask a llama its name?
How?
Como te llama.
That's so cute.
And then it says, let's see, what do you call a fast llama?
What?
A Lamborghini. And the last one, it says, what should you say to a group of llamas before telling them a joke?
What's that?
Stop and tell me if you've heard this one before.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to the dad joke hour.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I had to. All right, you guys. I'm so glad that you guys were able to come in today. You guys give them a lot of love, Natalie and George with A Haven for Heroes. Thank you so much for coming in and talking and telling us about your...
My pleasure.
We really appreciate you.
Oh, you know what? I haven't stopped yet. I got more stuff coming your way. My goal is to help you guys grow and get your name out there. So this is just the beginning.
You rock. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, that was great. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did. I know, Crazy Lady. It was awesome. I will post it so you can listen to it. It has a lot of great information in there. And I am going to start with get right in to... the music. We have, you know, since the word of the day, and we were talking about love and helping people out and things like that. Some of these songs start off with a little bit of division and how we handle it. And then we will get into getting to, you know, love. I already played the Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love? So we are going to start off with Enemy by Imagine Dragons. And a little bit about that song. Enemy finds Imagine Dragons teaming up with American rapper JID to address division in people. The first two-thirds finds Imagine Dragons leader Dan explaining how people tell him to face the greatest, but soon he will slip up and then they will turn on him. This song became JID's first song to reach the top five in the U.S. and became the band's first song to reach top five in 2017, along with Thunder, their fifth to top 10 hit. Here is Imagine Dragons with Enemy.
To the silence that allows for my mind to run around, with my ear up to the ground, I'm searching to behold the stories that I told. When my back is to the world, that was smiling when I turned.
Tell you you're the greatest, but once you turn the page,
oh, the misery. Everybody wants to be my enemy. Spare the sympathy. Everybody wants to be my enemy.
That was a great interview, you guys. If you weren't able to listen to it, I will have this posted today.
Your words up on the wall as you're praying for my fold, and the laughter in the halls and the names that I've been called. I stack it in my mind and I'm waiting for the time when I show you what it's like to be worse fit in the mind. Tell you you're the greatest, but once you turn the haters, oh, the misery. Everybody wants to be my enemy. Spare the sympathy. Everybody wants to be my enemy. My enemy.
Thank you, Caps.
Okay, I'm hoping that somebody pray for me. I'm praying that somebody hope for me. I'm staying where nobody supposed to be. Proper posted, being a wreck of emotion. Ready to go whenever you let me know. The road is long, so put the pedal into the flow. The energy on my trail, my energy unavailable. I'ma tell it my silhouette go. Ain't gonna fly on my drive to the top. I've been out of shape, thinking out of the box. I'm an astronaut. I blasted off the planet, rock that caused catastrophe. And it matters more because I had it. Now I had a thought about wreaking havoc on an opposition. Kind of shocking, they want a static with precision. I'm automatic. Quarterback, I ain't talking second. Pack it up on panic. Batter up. Who the baddest? It don't matter because we is your
thing. Everybody wants to be my
enemy. All right, that is Enemy by Imagine Dragons off the album Arcade, the soundtrack of an animated series in 2021. All right, we're going to move on 2, Secrets by OneRepublic, is the second song released from OneRepublic's second album, Waking Up. It was released as the first single in Germany and Australia, owing to its presence on the soundtrack. I can't even pronounce what that is. It's a film. The movie is the sequel to the film Kaiohaisen, I'm not sure, from which Apologize was the film's soundtrack. The song rocketed up in Germany and Austria. That's why I can't read what it is. It's in German. The song was released in the United States on iTunes November 3rd, 2010. So here is OneRepublic with Secrets, which we shouldn't be spreading. Oh, that's okay, Mama Bear. I hope he's okay. Something to get off my Thank you, Mr. A. Thank you, Mama Bear. I hope he's all right. Tell him I said hello.
Till all my sleeves are stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly, I swear. Thought you saw me weak, no, I've been on the brink. So tell me what you want to hear. Something that a life believes. Something more insincere. So I'm gonna give you all my secrets only. Now we got this far. It's like we're missing all those stars.
I love you, cats. Thanks, too bad.
I don't really like my phone. So tell me what you want from me.
All right, so that is OneRepublic with Secrets off the album Waking Up in 2009. We're going to move on to one of my favorite guys. He always puts a smile on my face when I listen to him. I don't know how I cannot be happy and not listen to Jack Johnson and not be happy. Better Together is a song written and performed by American singer-songwriter Jack Johnson, the first track on Johnson's third studio album, In Between Dreams. It was released as a single in February of 2006. Johnson said, excuse me, of this song, it was really just a song that I wrote for my wife. The love songs always start out for her, but then I try to make them pretty broad so that everybody can use it in the end. The song charted at number 24 on the UK singles chart. Here is Jack Johnson with Better Together. You just imagine being on a beach, chilling.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I could try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving.
I love him too.
Love is the answer, at least, for most of the questions in my heart. Why are we here and where do we go? And knock on us so hard. It's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together.
It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we look at the stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together.
Yeah, it's always better when we're together. And all of these moments just might find their way into my dreams tonight. But I know that they'll be gone.
Welcome to
the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do. But if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between with only two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Thank you so much, Natalie and George. Look at that information in the chat, everybody. Give them a follow. That is Jack Johnson with Better Together off the album In Between Dreams in 2005. We're going to keep going on with the theme of being together because I think we all need it a little bit. Yes. The next song is Together, and it's from the band King & Country. Together is a song with themes of hope and sticking together through difficult times. Let's see. It says Joel and Luke are joined on the track by Tori and Kirk and a choir. Together is a song with the theme of hope. I already said that. Small Boom Brothers started performing this song live before the coronavirus outbreak forced musicians and concerts to come to a halt. As COVID ravaged America, the duo realized that the song was resonating in a different way. In a time where this virus is not isolated to one group or country or social class, it has become a great equalizer. So, and it says we need to be a neighbor to someone, serve someone, reach out to someone. How might these acts of kindness change the scope of our future together? So here is King & Country with Together. You're so welcome.
Sing it for the gone, going back. Sing it for the broken hearts. Sing it for the just found out. Life is now upside down. If you're looking for hope tonight, raise your hand. If you feel alone and don't understand.
I just thought this song was a good song because we are all going through crap and we should be there. You know, we have fun and we joke and we laugh, and that's awesome because it's good for our soul, but we really need to be there for each other.
This is for the second chance. This is for the new romance. Sing it for
thanks, Yancy. It needs to be out there today. I hope nobody in this chat ever feels alone. It's a crappy place to be. And with all of us here, we should never feel alone, ever. We really shouldn't. All right, that is Together from King & Country featuring Kirk and Tori off the album What Are We Waiting For? What are we waiting for? We just need to be kind. We're going to go on to a little Marvin Gaye, and he's asking, what's going on? This world is going crazy. Until this song, Gaye rarely participated in songwriting process. For this album, he took control of the production so he could make a statement as an artist. Motown management was skeptical, but, you know, the song went to the number one. It also is one of Rolling Stones, number four on Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. So, you had nothing to be skeptical about. Here's Marvin Gaye singing What's Going On. Can you imagine these times back in the day, and they're just chilling and playing music, and everybody was just like having a good time and peace and love and just chilling.
There's too many of you crying.
brother, brother, brother.
There's far too many of you that you know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
It's all you can do, Cats, is do try your best. It's all you can do. We're only human.
We don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get the other day. Picking signs and picking signs.
Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see
That is Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, off the album What's Going On from 1971. Now, this next band, I know I'm going to say it wrong. Maybe I won't. It's Maneskin. It's an Italian band, and I love these guys. The song is If I Could Dream, and it is made famous by Elvis Presley, written by Walter Earl Brown. This was like, I think it was in a movie, Elvis. So these guys are Italian band. Maneskin performed a version of this song that later was included on the movie, and the song reached number 95 on the Luthien charts, whichever that is. I don't know, but I like these guys. Maneskin, If I Can Dream. I don't know, something about this song I really like. I do too.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in the sky. If I can dream all the better land.
Thank you, Big E.
Oh, my brothers who can't inhale, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why can my dreams come true? Oh, why? There must be peace and understanding sometimes.
Hi, 4Q. No, I had no idea Popski had alpacas. That's amazing. I haven't seen him in forever.
Everyone tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why won't that sun appear?
And Yancey, this is one I'm sure you could play, right? Thank you, Papa. No, Poppy D Hop, thank you.
Has the strength to dream, he can redeem his soul and fly. Trembling, still I am sure that the answer,
Taurus,
the answer's gonna come somehow.
Praying for you. Oh, everything's gonna go great. You'll be out before you know it, and everything's gonna be good. You got this, man. You got this. Everybody, keep Taurus in your thoughts and prayers. I just love that song. I had to play the whole thing. It's again, M-A-N-E-S-K-I-N, Manskin, I think. If I Can Dream, off the soundtrack for the movie Elvis. Yeah, they're really good. Italian band. All right, we're going to free our minds a little bit. We're going to get up a little bit and shake it. This song by the all-female R&B group En Vogue was recorded and released in response to the 1992 Los Angeles Rodney King riots. The line "Free Your Mind" was popularized by George Clinton in the song and album "Free Your Mind," and "Your Ass Will Follow." The phrase is a funk mantra, as George and his P-Funk crew always look to expand their horizons, often with herbal and chemical assistance. En Vogue uses the more literal interpretation of the phrase, although their lyrics, "Free Your Mind and the Rest Will Follow," are often misheard as the George Clinton one, as "Your ASS will follow." No, it's not. The anti-prejudice song became the top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 and the top 20 hit on the UK singles chart. Billboard named the song number 41 on their 100 greatest girl group songs of all time. Here is En Vogue with "Free Your Mind."
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it. Like to hear it? Here it go.
Free your mind.
No. Thank you, Yancy. Doesn't have to be that way. That is En Vogue. But "Free Your Mind" off the album Funky Divas in 1992. All right, we're going to move on to a little bit of "Peace, Love, and Understanding." Is a song that was in 1974, written by English singer-songwriter Nick Lowe. Initially released by Lau and his band, Binsley Schwartz, Benzie Swartz on their 1972 album, The New Favorites. The song was released as a single and it did not chart. In 1978, though, Elvis Costello and the Attractions recorded a cover of Peace, Love, and Understanding. This version was produced by Lowell himself and was put on Costello's 1979 album, Armed Forces, and has since went higher than the original because the original didn't chart. But here they are, Elvis Costello. So I always remember them singing this song. Elvis Costello in the Attractions was What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Yep, Annie, you are right. Exactly. People just look at people and judge them by their cover, and that's so wrong. It happens all the time.
What's so funny about this love and understanding? What's so funny about this love and understanding?
Thank you, Dee. Thank you, PP. Thank you, Miss Annie.
It does so downhearted sometimes. So where I'm strong, nobody trusted. I'm ready to step on me, sweet harmony. Cause each time I feel it slip away, just makes me want to.
Thank you, Lama Logan Paul. That is What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding from Elvis Costello and the Attractions off the album Armed Forces in 1978. We're going to keep questioning ourselves and be a better person. The next song is A Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. We all know this song. This song is about making a change and realizing that it has to start with who? You. It was one of the just two songs on the Bad album that Jackson did not write. This song was written by Sade Garrett and Glenn Ballard. Garrett also sang backup on the track. Jackson and his producer Quincy Jones chose this song for the album after looking for an anthem that, as Jones said, would spread some sunshine on the world. He invited some songwriters from his publishing company to present the songs, and he chose this one. Man in the Mirror topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 2 weeks, becoming Jackson's 10th number one single on the chart. Here is Michael Jackson with Man in the Mirror.
A change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. Still kids in the street, not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their needs? I saw us disregard my broken bottle top. That's one damn slow. They follow each other on.
Thank you, Adi. Thank you, Yancy. Appreciate you guys.
That's why no one got to know. Starting with the man in the mirror.
change his ways. And no mistakes gonna bend any clever. If you wanna make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. Selfish kind of love is kind of a realize. Goes on and on. Not a liquid alone. Could it be really pretending that they're not alone? Oh, well, oh, deep in the sky.
Just a little bit, right, Yancy?
They follow the pattern of knowing the sea.
I will look for that. Is Michael and the Jackson with Man in the Mirror off the album Bad, 1987. All right. Dee, is it, I'm trying to look it up, and the one that's coming up, it says, I really love to see you tonight. I put in love. Is that the one? I'd really love to see you tonight. Let me know. I'm going to move on to this one and I'll keep looking. I just put in love and that's the one that brought it up. I'm going to move on to the list and I'll look for D's. The next one is Humble and Kind. Another one with words that you can listen to. This Lauren McKean Penn song finds Tim McGraw giving advice to his kids. Some of it is practical, like roll the window down instead of using the air conditioner. But most of it is imparting strong character and moral values, like don't hold a grudge, lie, cheat, or steal. The important lessons, though, is to stay humble and kind. This won the favorite country song for 2006 American Music Awards. Here is Tim McGraw. Oh, and I guess they have a website where they can gather various stories of acts of kindness that you can share, and it's hashtag stay humble and kind. Here is Tim McGraw with Humble and Kind. This song always gives me hope that there are good people in the world. Okay, I'll keep looking.
You know there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church 'cause your mom says to. Visit Grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you,
I found it, D, I think.
What you put in is realized.
there are good people in the world. Unfortunately, we kind of always tend to look at the ones that are bad, right? We think, oh my gosh, because they're the ones that stand out more. We don't look at the ones that are good. There are a lot of good. Thank you, Yancy.
Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind.
Thank you, my Audie. Thank you, Bam Bam.
Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you, ain't no pickup line. So always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat your life. I know you got mountains to climb. Always stay humble and kind.
That is Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw off the album Damn Country Music in 2015. All right. I don't have any information on the song, but this one is for Miss D. England Dan and John Ford Coley, Love is the Answer. Let me turn up this volume here. Oh, it's already playing. Hold on. There we go. Oh, I remember these days. I remember this song. I hope this is the right one, Dee. Get out of here, BP. You're just too sweet. Oh, you're very welcome, Dee. Thank you, Mike. And that is just like the word of the day was love. This is perfect. That is England Dan and John F. Coley with Love is the Answer. Love it. Thank you, Dee, for sharing that one because it was not on my list and I love it. All right. The next song, we are going to be a little bit stronger. We're going to pick it up and it is going to be Stronger by Kanye West. Stronger is based off of Daft Punk's song Harder, Better, Stronger, Faster, Stronger, which peaked at number 25 in the UK in 2001. The duo from Daft Punk cooperated with Kanye West in allowing him to place his rapped lyrics over their electronic pop rhythm and were delighted when they heard the final version. The lyrics now that don't kill you can make you stronger are based on the famous quote from German philosopher, what does not kill me makes me stronger. And that was Friedrich Nietzsche something. Stronger would top the Billboard Hot 100 several weeks later, becoming West's third number one single. So here is Kanye West with Stronger.
Word makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make us.
Yes, BP.
Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
I need you right now.
Let's play lost tonight. You could be my black cake mouse tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a fuck what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real shit anymore? Bad when the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this fake shit. So go ahead, go nuts, go AC. Especially in my past. Stand on my plate, shit. Act like you can't care who made this new gospel, homie. Take six, take this, haters. That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya.
All right, so now we're stronger. We're going to stop Kanye West. Not as Kanye West was stronger, because I want to play this song. And it is a country song, but it's a good one. It's a good one. It's a chill one. Get Along by Kenny Chesney. This mid-tempo tune finds Kenny Chesney urging listeners to find a way to live peacefully and in harmony with each other. Some days it's like the world is just angry, screaming people, all harping on what's wrong, how other people are awful. The more I move around talking to people, though, the more I know people are seeking the same things, working hard to get by, hoping for the best for their families and friends. It's simple, but we keep getting driven apart and made unhappy. Like I said, we always tend to look at the train wrecks. We tend to look at those instead of looking at the good in the world, because there is a lot. Like Dee said, there is good people. We just have to look at that instead of looking at all the other crap. When I heard this song, Beyond How Good the Rhythm Felt, I was amazed how simple they broke it all down. Get along, find a common ground, know the basic stuff is where joy and happiness and love is. Here is Kenny Chesney with Get Along.
Had a man wearing a t-shirt, said Virginia is for lovers.
Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said, all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road.
We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try.
Get along,
always give love the upper hand.
Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along? Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800, get to know me. Wondered what she photoshopped, or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in L.A.? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Find out when you die, the keys to heaven can't be bought. Still don't know what love is, but we sure know it's not. Sometimes you got to get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try to get along. Always give love the upper hand. Hey, walk, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all? Get along.
That is Kenny Chesney with Get Along off the album Songs for Saints in 2018. It has been an amazing show, you guys. Thank you so, so much for being here with me. I'm going to leave you guys like I always leave you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. I appreciate you guys coming in so much and supporting Haven for Heroes. If you guys would continue to get their information out there, if you can donate, donate. If you can't, just continue to share their links. I would appreciate it. I know those cute llamas would appreciate it so much. Have a great day, and I will see you guys around Podbean. Be safe, because like we said, it's crazy out there, but you know what? Look for the good in the world. It's out there. Bye. See you tonight on Joe Antonio's show with Miss Annie Faye. It's 5:30 my time, 7:30 Eastern, Eastern time, Mountain time is 5:30. Love you guys. See you later. Bye.